This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political activities have intensified for government formation in West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala after declaration of assembly poll results. Following the BJP's sweeping victory in the West Bengal assembly elections, preparations are in full swing for the formation of the new government and the oath-taking ceremony in the state. The new cabinet members are likely to be sworn in on the 9th of this month, the birth anniversary of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah are expected to attend the ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamil Ragavedri Karagam, or TVK, has emerged as the single largest party in the state, winning 108 seats. Following the party's strong electoral debut, newly elected TVK legislators have formally elected Mr. Vijay as their leader in Legislative Party meeting at the party headquarters in Panayur, near Chennai. Meanwhile, outgoing Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has submitted his resignation to the governor, which has been accepted. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF is holding informal discussions on the formation of the new government. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and union minister Amit Shah as the central observer for the election of the leader of the Legislative Party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji has been appointed as the central co-observer in the state. Union Minister J.B. Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the Legislative Party in Assam. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been appointed as the central co-observer in the state. These names were approved by the BJP Parliamentary Board for central observers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the attacks on UAE's Fujairah that resulted in injuries to three internationals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that targeting civilians and infrastructure is unacceptable. He asserted that India stands in firm solidarity with the UAE and reiterates its support for the peaceful resolution of all issues through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi emphasized that ensuring safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz is vital for enduring regional peace, stability, and global energy security. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today met a member of House of Representatives and Chairperson, Liberal Democratic Party of Japan, Takayuki Kobayashi, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that they discussed strengthening India-Japan strategic partnership, enhancing cooperation for a secure and sustainable energy future, and exploring new avenues of collaboration in the shipbuilding sector. The minister said that as India advances on its ambitious path towards energy self-sufficiency, there are significant opportunities for mutually beneficial partnerships. President of Vietnam, Thu Lam, has arrived in New Delhi on his first state visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said that the visit will further strengthen the multifaceted and robust bilateral relations between India and Vietnam. President Thu Lam's visit coincides with a special occasion of the two countries, marking the 10th anniversary of the elevation of relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Earlier, the Vietnamese president had visited Bodh Gaya in Bihar and offered prayers at the Mahabodhi Temple. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that development cooperation remains a key pillar of the partnership between India and Jamaica. Dr. Jaishankar was addressing the media after his meeting with Jamaican Foreign Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith and other cabinet members. The External Affairs Minister said the talks were comprehensive and substantive, covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties and identifying new avenues to further strengthen cooperation. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with moderate losses today. Sensex dropped 252 points to close at 77,018, while Nifty dipped 87 points to settle at 24,033. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.